Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for your wake-up call. Wake up the passion in God's purpose in you. Purchase Wake Up Call, the book by Arthur Pastor Annie Sally. Tune in to Wake Up Call Radio Show. Join host Pastor Warren and Annie Sally and their guests for a powerful dialogue. Real talk for everyone. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
There's an army rising up, yeah, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Hello, and welcome to the Wake Up Call Radio Talk Show. I'm Pastor Annie Sally.
I'm Pastor Warren Sally.
Thank you for joining us here today for the topic, spiritual abuse in the church.
Yes.
Spiritual abuse in the church. We have a very special guest with us, Pastor Patricia Williams.
Amen.
And she is the author of Spiritual Abuse in the Church. She's also the pastor, the senior pastor of Rejoice Christian Center in Columbia, South Carolina.
All right.
Welcome to the Wake Up Call Show, Pastor Williams.
Thank you very much. I'm excited to be here today.
Oh, we're excited.
Well, yeah,
we're
yes,
super
Pastor.
Excited about you being here. We're super excited about our theme today, spiritual abuse in the
Amen.
So we're going to get right into it because, you know, this topic is something that we don't hear a lot of people talking about. However, it is the elephant in the room.
Most definitely.
Big elephant. Yes, it is.
Yes.
Huge.
So we want to expose Satan for who he is. And that's our objective for this theme and for having you on the Wake Up Call Radio Talk Show. Pastor Williams, could you please share with our listeners and our viewers three things you would like them to know about you?
Okay, the first thing I want them to know about me is that I love God and I serve God and I'm very truthful and honest when it comes to the things of God, and I don't believe in putting band-aids and hiding sin. Second thing is I've been preaching the gospel and teaching the word of God for over 30 years, so I'm not new at this. And thirdly, I love to read, write, sing, teach, and I'm also a math teacher for Richland School District 1 in Columbia, and I've been with the district for over 27 years.
Wow,
that's remarkable. Awesome. That's remarkable. Well, let's talk about spiritual abuse in the church. How would you define spiritual abuse in the church?
Well, before I give you the definition, because I'm going to give you what I put in the book, but before I'd like to say, because everybody's listening, that all churches are not abusive and all church members are not under spiritual abuse. But that is the elephant in the room and it's huge everywhere. So with that thought and that note, spiritual abuse is religious enslavement. It occurs when a person in religious authority or with a person who has a unique spiritual practice misleads or maltreats people in God's house. Sometimes it can also refer to abusers using spiritual or religious rank and power to take advantage of another person. And that's basically what we're having going on in the church today, where people are just being taken advantage of because they use domination, manipulation, and intimidation and control to take over another person's spirit and mind. And the Bible calls that witchcraft.
Absolutely, right. Absolutely. Witchcraft. And thank you so much for adding the piece in there that not all churches operate under this spirit.
Right.
And we were going to make mention of that as well.
That's right.
We've been a part of some really great ministries.
Awesome ministries.
However, we have also known of this type of spirit in churches throughout the world. Okay, so that's why we have to address it, because we never know who's going through this. So we wanted to discuss this topic and also allow our listeners and our viewers to sound off about this, please inbox us, please email us, so that if you're having this type of issue in your ministry, or if you've had experiences in the past with this type of spirit, we're coming against the spirit. We're not coming against people.
That's
we're
right.
coming against the spirit that enslaves
people.
That's what we're coming against. So please sound off about this. And if you would like to be on the Wake Up Call radio, talk show, or TV to address this particular spirit, please inbox us and let us know so that we can contact you. Wow. This is big.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Williams, what inspired you to write this book?
Well, I had just written my first book, which is a book about poetry called Free Not Locked Up Anymore. And after I wrote that, I was writing a book about myself. And I started with chapter one called Grandma's House. And what happened was, while I was in the midst of writing about my grandmother and growing up in the church and the things that she taught us before she passed, the Holy Spirit just spoke to me in my classroom, because I had told my friends, I said, well, that's my second book, and then I got two more. And I was just, you know, talking about it, and the Holy Spirit said, that is not your second book. The second book is going to be on spiritual abuse. And I turned around and I looked around to make sure that it wasn't crazy. I knew only I was in the room by myself, and then all of a sudden the Holy Spirit just started talking to me, and I was like, okay, God, I'll write, but I don't know what I'm writing, because I've been through this, and I don't know how much you want me to share, but I don't know what direction you want me to go. And he said, this time you're going to research. And so that's what I did. I started researching, pulling things apart, talking to people, recording incidents, sharing with others, and just about everybody I ran into either had that experience or had dealings with someone that went through spiritual abuse in the church. Some still there, some still struggling to get out, and some got out. And so I just started writing, and the inspiration, it just came. Everything that's in the book, God did this. I read it sometimes myself and say, I know I don't write like this, so it's got to be God.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Absolutely. That's awesome. That's awesome. We want to read a scripture at this point, and then we will get more into our interview with Pastor Patricia.
Okay. Let's look at Matthew 11:28-30, it says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And it says also to take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Mm-hmm.
That comes from Matthew.
Yes.
Absolutely. Wow. Well, Pastor Williams, let's talk about, you have already defined spiritual abuse for us,
mm-hmm.
and I know that our listeners are listening because we see them on our boards and we see them lighting up on our messenger. However, let's talk more about the spiritual abuse in the church and the shepherd's role, first of all. What is the shepherd's role according to your brand new book, Spiritual Abuse in the Church.
And also the the interviews and things that you've done with those
absolutely.
In the book. What can you tell us about that, Pastor?
Yes.
Okay. The shepherd's role. The role of the leader or the shepherd in the church is to lead people to the great shepherd, Jesus Christ, not to themselves, and to teach them how to be Christ's disciples in submission to Christ and to Christ's authority. The shepherd role is to handle God's people with unconditional love, to teach them to love instead of hate, teach them humility instead of pride, compliments without jealousy, to preach without threat or competition in the pulpit, to manage the financial process of God's house with accountability. Right now, people are laughing at the church. They're laughing at how the church don't love one another, how we don't get along, how we don't fellowship with each other, yet claiming that we're on our way to heaven. And that's a slap in the face. And there's so much bullying and throwing shade in the pulpit instead of the word of God being coming from the pulpit. It's a lot of bullying and threats toward people. And then preachers are just, and that's the new word I got from my kids at school, throwing shade in the pulpit.
Wow. All right. That's good because it is indeed a lot of shade in the pulpit. They're throwing a lot of shade in the pulpit. And we're talking about this from a worldview perspective, you know. We're talking about it from a worldview perspective and an overall perspective, you know. There is a lot going on throughout the world when it comes to spiritual abuse and the church. And not only do we experience spiritual abuse or can experience spiritual abuse from head or senior leadership, but also from others in the church that serve in leadership. Amen. Did you address any of that in your book?
Yes, I did. Like, I talked about I talked about the nasty ushers. I talked about the mean deacons. I talked about people in other positions in the book that, you know, you come in and you're waiting for a smile and they just smirk at you and walk you down the aisle and almost shove you in the seat to keep from being bothered. And then you got the choir director that if you don't do it his way, he's very mean and very evil toward you. And they bully you around, and they think it's okay, but it's not okay with God. None of that's okay with God, and it never will be.
Amen.
Absolutely. So there's a lot of bullying going on in the body of Christ, in the body of Christ. Now, we do understand, that we are all human, okay? We're human beings, and we are under construction. However, the love of Christ,
has to reign within us. It has to start.
Yes, it has to start with us if we're going to draw other people to Christ. So, you know, that's one of the greatest commandments is that we love ye one another. How can we love a God we cannot see and not love people that we're touching every day?
My sympathy. Yes, that's it.
Absolutely. And, you know, we all go through and we all have our issues and we all have things that we have to deal with on a daily basis. But God saved us. And who the Son of Man set free is free indeed. And Galatians 5 and 1 said, be no more entangled with the yoke of bondage. And so often people come to Christ, join the church, become a part of the church, and expect to be loved in the church, and what they find is more bondage.
More abuse and bondage.
Absolutely.
You know, we all work on
and they become enslaved, and they're afraid to walk away. They're afraid to talk about it. There's such a hush-hush and silence over the church now where people will not even admit that they're going through spiritual abuse. They'd rather just take it and stay in that condition than to admit it, because if you admit it, then the church kind of outs you out or outcasts you, you know, as a troublemaker. So they just keep their mouth shut and just, you know, suck it up. But God doesn't suck up sin. God doesn't go along with wrongdoing. And he does see all the things that's going on, and this is why it's being revealed. This is a subject that should have been talked about, but we've been just keeping it hidden.
Absolutely.
That's right.
And, you know, this is not a new problem. This problem was even addressed in the Old Testament, you know. So this is not a new problem, but it's a problem that's being covered. And another thing you talk about throwing shade from the pulpit. Oftentimes, leaders will embondage you by making you feel if you walk away, you're going to be cursed. If you walk away, God will not bless you. If you walk away, it's against the will of God for your life.
Yes.
And this is an area of bondage.
Yes, and it's called manipulation and intimidation, and that is a part of the plan of witchcraft.
That's right.
Because God does not intimidate people. He doesn't manipulate anybody. Having Christ in your life is free will. Salvation is free. It costs Christ, but it doesn't cost us anything to accept Jesus. And it should not cost us our lives to be intimidated and manipulated and dominated by any leader, no matter who they are, in what position they are in anybody's church. We should be able to come to church, feel free to praise and worship God, and leave better than what we came life, but it's not that way. Now churches, people glad to get it over with, or they'll stay home and rather watch Facebook Live and watch church or watch TV than to come and be intimidated by the pastor. Should not be.
You're talking right. You're talking right. This is good. This is good. This is good. Thank you so much for being a part of the show and being transparent,
right.
You know, to come on even as a senior pastor to address this issue, because we're losing a lot of people to the house of God and to the body of Christ because of the fact, because of this entanglement, because of this bondage. And the thing about it, Romans 12 and 1 says, I beseech you there, 12, 1 and 2 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a holy sacrifice unto God. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And the thing that caused people to find this common is because they find that same bondage from the world.
Bro.
You know, I've been enslaved
exactly.
I've been enslaved by relationships. So this is no different. This is common to me. It's just like someone being abused in the world or abused in the relationship. They join another relationship, and it's so common until they don't recognize that it's abuse. And it's the same thing with abuse.
Right.
In the church, and that same domineering spirit, that same witchcraft, bewitch people. And what the enemy does, he seeks the weak. He seeks the weak to entangle in this type of bondage. And it's
relevant.
We understand what that people understand what we're talking about. And identify this in your life. God did not call you to the body of Christ to be bound or to be in bondage, but he called you to be free and free indeed, so that you can do the will of him who has sent you, not for you to take different types of spirit in the house of God or
because
in the body of Christ.
Because that's what we're fighting is spirit.
You're so right.
Not pastor
that's
or
good.
The leader.
That's
the
good.
The spirit that we have to come
against. For we wrestle not against flesh
that's
and blood.
That's right.
But against principalities.
Against principalities. That's it.
High places. And that's why we want to address this issue, even for pastors that are doing this and that are manipulating people, that you hear the word, and that you will view this broadcast, and you will acknowledge the fact that I've been manipulating people, and if I don't get it right, God snatch the cover off of me. So beware.
2017 is the year of release, but it's also the year of unfolding. There are going to be a lot of people that we see that people are going to tell about, and they're going to start talking now. And a lot of churches that are abusing people and have done it for over the past years are going to be revealed. God has had enough of this foolishness. Church is not church anymore. Church is not like it used to be.
And a lot of them have been revealed.
Yeah.
A lot of them have been revealed.
More is coming. More is coming.
Absolutely.
More is coming.
That's right. That's good. That's good. Thank you so much for that. Well, how do we avoid this type of deception? Talk about how we avoid this. How can our listeners and our viewers avoid this type of deception?
Okay. One way, first thing, they need to know what deception is. And deception is just believing something that's false and invalid and acting like it's true. It's a misrepresentation of the facts. And sometimes we are enticed or led to do what's wrong and to say what's wrong and to be honest and to show deceit by our leaders. But the first thing they need to do is be careful. Watch out for attacks from the enemy. You got to keep your eyes on God. Church people too easy to focus on man and put them on a pedestal. Want to please men, but God didn't call us to please men. He called us to please God. Then we have to stand up for what's the truth. So many church people are afraid to speak up and tell the truth about anything now. I have friends that won't even stand up and tell the truth. They know they're being abused, but they'd rather deal with that than to stand up and say what's true. The third thing is they need to remain faithful to the things of God. The Bible tells us to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, not the work of people. There are a lot of things that people come up with in church and bondages and things that they put on us that has nothing to do with God. But we need to be steadfast in the things of God. And then Satan knows that he can get the leaders to mess up and turn on God and get out of place. It's nothing but a piece of cake to mess up the congregation. So according to 2 Timothy 3:13, evil men and false teachers become worse and worse, deceiving many. So there's going to be a lot of falling away, a lot of people that's just trying to move away and get out of stuff because they don't know anything else to do. And now in my book I talk about how people sit back and they don't blame the leader for beating them over the head. They don't blame the people for the abuse. They're blaming God. And they're saying, if God loved me, he would do this. And if God was this, God would do that. If God doesn't abuse anybody. It's people that abuse people. And God didn't allow this to happen. We allow it to happen by sitting back, keeping our mouth shut, and not telling the truth. So we got to stay in right relationship with God, because when you're in relationship with God, you will learn how to tell the truth so that you can walk away from something, so you can go back and help somebody else get free from the abuse that they're in.
That's good. That's powerful. That's powerful. You talked about deception and recognizing deception by knowing the truth. Mm-hmm. That makes me think about Genesis, you know, with Adam and Eve and how the enemy came in. He didn't turn the truth totally around, but he misconstrued the truth
just by
a word or two, you know. And you mentioned also knowing the word of God. A lot of people are gullible to this type of deception because they don't know the word of God. Therefore, they're not in a committed relationship with God. So they do focus on what man is saying, and they hold true to it. Now, the Bible says that we are to honor them, but then the Bible also says that God is a jealous God. And that he will have, you know, God will not deal with this.
God.
So when someone is leading us, supposed to be leading us to Christ, but more focus is on them than Christ, you better watch out because something is wrong with that picture. Great leaders lead you to God and keep you steadfast and unmovable and always abiding through the word of God. But all focus and all direction is on Jesus Christ. And him only.
You're right. I agree. 100%.
Amen. Wow. Pastor, first of all, I just need to say before we go any further, we're going to have you back. We know it. We cannot cover all of this in one show. And we do want to run this series. We want to run this series, so we want to have you back, and we want to talk and get more in-depth about your book. And and bring more awareness to the body of Christ and even the unbelievers, because a lot of people are out of church because of something they heard. It's not always direct contact, but sometimes it's just through the messiness that you hear from other people.
Right.
These are the things that are keeping people away from church. So we want to bring, you know, 2017 is a new year. It's a fresh start. It's a great beginning to something awesome.
Mm-hmm.
However, we have to start with the foundation. If we build the foundation strong, then we can build upon the foundation.
Right.
And this is a great place to start building that foundation, you know, and this is, like I said, this is just awesome. So let's talk about some major types of spiritual abuse. You shared some in your book. Can you share a few of those with us?
Yes, I talk about, one of the first ones I talk about is emotional and verbal abuse, which include threats and insults, humiliation and intimidation from leaders and people in power in the church. This happens all the time. A lot of people know exactly how to get to you. You know, the threats, the words that they say, the crunches that they make towards you, the threats. And people, you know, they get you so emotional that you start crying till all of a sudden your mind is not on what they're doing to you. Your mind now deals with, I got to please them. I just got to say, okay, I got to get this right. I got to make things work so I don't have to go through this. And we end up being enslaved by them because we end up pleasing them because we just want to get this mess and this disaster over. So emotional and verbal abuse is so prevalent in the church. One of the other ones is financial abuse. I have never seen so many people control by the churches with their bank accounts now, forcing them to give stuff that they don't have. I've had cousins that have lost houses, lost cars, have gone to jail for writing bad checks just to make a church happy, giving amounts of money that they never had. But they did it because of the leader. They did it because they were afraid. Then I talk about physical abuse where things happen where pastors get in your face and they slap you. I sat in a church where a pastor slapped this person, a lay person in the church, more than once. I've been in a church where I got hit in the back by a member and nobody did anything about it, even though I talked about it. Then I talk about sexual abuse, and that's the one that's on the rise like crazy all over the world, not just in the United States, but it's everywhere, where pastors are pressuring and coercing people to do stuff sexually that they don't want to do. And if you don't do it, I just finished leading a young lady away from where she was into a better situation because the pastor pressured her to have sex. And because she said no, then he stripped her of everything in the ministry. She can't do anything in the church anymore. And I said, sweetie, it's time to go. You don't have to sit there and wonder whether this is abuse. It is. A pastor don't have that kind of right. It's time for you to leave. And then there's digital abuse. We got pastors that tell you they're on your Facebook page and they're on your Twitter page and they can tell you everything because they're actually stalking you, watching your pages, looking at the digital stuff that you're doing. They're texting you, sexting you, bullying you through social media now, harassing you, stalking you, intimidating you because they're finding out who you're friends with and dealing with those people trying to tell you who to be friends with. And they don't have that kind of right. I refuse to sit back and let somebody tell me. And I've been down this road where people have told me as leaders not to have anything else to do with my family. And I've been strayed from my family for several years, not talking to them, not dealing with them, not going around them, and thinking it was okay because it was all about God. And finding out that the only person was losing out was me, missing out on the family. But listening to people who says, once you come in this church, then we're your family. And I'm like, oh, this is just like a game.
That's cultish.
Yeah, that's
cultish. It's a cult. It becomes you're in a group that says you can't be with your family or you need to leave your husband or leave your wife because they don't believe like we believe and you need to get out of this. I've been in some situations, I'm telling you, and they've been awful. But just to think that these are some of the major types of abuse that I share in the book, and I've got some more written in there, but these are ones that I just actually kind of wanted to share. And then you got those angry pastors.
Okay.
I've listened to some pastors, and I've seen them in some conferences, got to the place where because they couldn't get their way, they started cursing. And I'm saying, okay, we're in church. We're in God's house. What happened? How did you lose it? How did you get to this point? But the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, or whatever's in it, that's what's going to come out of it. You cannot get anything different out of the well than what's in the well. And so I've learned that a lot of times people say stuff, it is already in them. There's nothing I can do about it other than pray for them and keep it moving.
Absolutely.
That's right, Pastor.
And, you know, another thing, you were talking about spiritual abuse through these types of means. Ways. And then one thing else I wanted to mention too is the fact that a lot of leaders say if you speak with someone that has left the church, then
then
we don't want anything to do with you. Yeah,
they
or you cannot speak with. But we're the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
How in the world can my arm live apart from the rest of my body?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, it's a part of my body. But people will they won't accept your Facebook request. They will not comment on your post because they know their leaders are watching. And if the leaders are watching, they will get in trouble. Honey, this is bondage. If anybody is telling you this, this is bondage. Where do you find this in the Word of God? Go back to the Bible. It's not in the Bible.
It's not there. It's not there.
Wow.
People put all of this mess on God and say, and we're so hungry. And that's what, I guess, irks me about the body of Christ. We're so hungry for a word till we'll do anything, follow anybody, fall down for anything. Well, the Bible got 66 books in it. Plenty word. Get in that word. Read that word. Everything you need is in that word. We don't have to sit there waiting on somebody to give us some supernatural word. Every word in the Bible for us that Christ spoke is supernatural. All we got to do is get in the word of God. But we don't want to do that. We depend on people, and when they find out that you depend on them and you eat everything they say like it's the grace, they take advantage of you.
Wow. Wow. And then also, Pastor, it's to be accepted. You know, I find out a lot of this foolishness is because people are hurting, people are broken, and people need relationships. And you know, God has given us people to build relationships with. Mm-hmm. However, we have to understand what relationship to embrace, because a lot of this foolishness is not of God, and it's destroying God's people, and God is not pleased with it, and this is your wake-up call. Hear what we're saying here. Understand that this is bondage, and God is not pleased with bondage.
Not happy
God
at all.
Not
you're right.
Slave you. Amen. Well, are we going to take a little break here?
You want to take a
break? Yeah, we're going to take a little break. And please stay with us. We're coming right back. Listen to this song. May God continue to bless you. And this is a perfect time to share this. Share this live. Share the radio link with your family and friends. And please stay with us. We'll be right back.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power.
For staying with us for the topic, spiritual abuse in the church. Today we have Pastor Author Patricia Williams with us talking about spiritual abuse in the church. Pastor Williams is also the senior pastor. She's also the senior pastor of Rejoice Christian Center in Columbia, South Carolina. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call radio talk show, Pastor William.
All right, yes, I'm glad to be back. And my name is Angela.
Angela.
Yes.
Is it Patricia Angela or are these two different
Angela.
People?
It's Angela. It's Angela Williams.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, welcome back, Pastor Williams. We have been discussing spiritual abuse in the church. I also want to read a definition of spiritual abuse. It's defined as the injury of a person's spiritual health. It is the use of religion and spiritual concept to gain or maintain undue power over another person. And we also want to read another scripture here as it relates to spiritual abuse.
It says, "Woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? Ye eat the fat, and ye clothe you with wool. Ye kill them that are fed, but ye feed not the flock. With force and with cruelty have ye ruled them." Ezekiel 34, 2 through 4.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. That's brilliant. This has been a great, great show. Our boards are lit up here, and people are commenting on what we're sharing here about spiritual abuse in the church. We only have another few minutes. However, I want to discuss a few other things that you mentioned in your book.
Okay.
Let's talk about how do we expose, according to your book, your new book, how do we expose Satan and his tactics? How do we expose Satan and his tactics?
Okay, good question. How do we expose Satan and his tactics? Everybody knows the description. John says that he came to kill, steal, and destroy. Exposing Satan's tactics is more than just being in a prayer line. It's more than laying on hands, and it's more than being anointed with the oil. You know, sometimes you say, oh, the devil did this, that, and the other, and we get up and we just go and get in line and pray for me, and, you know, they anoint you with oil, and you laid out on the floor, and they lay hands on you. No, it's more than that. In the book, I share four common tactics of the devil. And those four common tactics are deception. That's being deceived, first of all. Division, because Satan comes to divide the church. And he's done a great job. And I always tell people, stop talking about what the devil's doing. He's doing his job. He's on his job. He's doing exactly what he was sent to do. The third one is diversion. That means bring a distraction. Always got something going on that distracts us from doing God's will to doing something else. And then discouragement in the body of Christ. Satan has deceived the church through code switching. And I know you probably heard that word before, and wordsmithing. Now, wordsmithing was new to me, but God allowed me to find out a lot of things. And wordsmithing is just working with words skillfully. Like we just take a word and we change it here, there, and it becomes something else. And now it doesn't seem like a sin anymore. So when I started looking up things like wordsmithing, and it was like abortion is now called choice. Sodom is now called gay. Fornication is now called cohabitation. And we think it's okay because we switch these words and we use code switching. And I hate to be sitting up in church or coming in church and people are talking and they know how to code switch. They're saying stuff, or they're talking about you, or they're negative toward things. And that's just a tactic of the enemy. And then you come in and they switch everything up. And, oh, you look so nice. And, oh, they just changed the conversation. They're just code switching, doing stuff to make you think that they're doing the right thing, which they're not. The church has been tricked into calling good bad and bad good now. But the way to get out of this thing and how to expose him, it's by knowing. You got to know the word of God for yourself. I can't depend on somebody else to know God's word. I've got to know God's word for me. You got to have a right relationship with Christ for yourself. People are sitting back depending on the relationship that their parents had or grandparents had, or the relationship that the leader has or the people in power has in the church, rather than taking the time to get a relationship for yourself. And that's what causes us to be weak. And that's why they pick on the weak people, because we're lazy. We don't want to have the mind of Christ. We don't really want to have any kind of mind. It's just so easy. I remember having a bishop that told me that, watch what I do. Watch what I say. It doesn't even matter what I say. They're going to say yes to it anyway because they don't want to think. They're too lazy to think. So anything I say will be okay for them to keep not getting in the Word of God for themselves. And that's what the church has done. We don't have a relationship with Christ like we're supposed to. We don't know the enemy ways and how he operates because we're waiting on somebody else to tell us, oh, that's the devil. That's the devil in your home. That's the devil with the arguments with you and your husband. That's the devil that your children are being rebellious and they won't listen or they won't go to school or they won't stay out of trouble. We don't want to get that relationship where we will know how the enemy works. I don't need nobody to come in and lay hands on my children or come in and tear up my house or come in and walk through my house. I can open every window, open every door. I can throw the oil. I can do whatever I need to do to get Satan out of my business. But
Amen.
When you don't take in the Word of God and learn how he operates, he just walks over you. The Bible says he comes in like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And he's the pit, the easy person, the quiet person, the scary person every time. He knows you. He knows how you are. Satan does that. And then the other thing is we have to be filled with the Holy Spirit and led by the Spirit of God. And we got to keep focused on God and stop focusing on man so much.
You are certainly right. You're certainly right. Something came to mind when you were talking about having a relationship with God and being able to step up in the power and the anointing of God and anoint your family and speak life instead of negativity and that type of thing. Well, the spirit of spiritual abuse attacks the church in such a way that it's just like any other type of abuse, okay? The person that's victimizing that person likes to keep you enslaved to them.
Yes.
And it's the same way in the church. They don't want you to know the Word of God. They don't want you to be courageous.
Right.
They don't want you to stand up and do these things. So what they do, they tear you down versus building you up. Because if they tear you down and fill you up, you will stay enslaved to the bondage and feel that you don't have the power nor the anointing to do what God has called you to do. People, if
you
this is so going nice. On, this is enslavement, this is witchcraft, this is not of God. He came that you have
That's
life
right.
and life more
you have
abundantly.
It more abundantly. Yes.
To know the
That's
truth
right.
and do is a sin. This is not love. This is not acceptance. This is
bondage.
Witchcraft. It's bondage. And God is not pleased with it. My
You're right. Bishop George Bloomer wrote the book Witchcraft in the Pews, but witchcraft is also in the pulpit.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
It's also in the pulpit. It's not just in the pews. It's in the pulpit, too. And we got to call a spade a spade and ace an ace. And most people are afraid to do so. And I may get backlashes, but I'm not afraid because I know that God got my back and that's all that matters.
Amen. Amen. And we wanted to bring this topic. We wanted to share this because Wake Up Call is a universal show. And it's designed to promote hope and healing from a biblical perspective. And we know that we'll hear about it. However, this is only the foundation. We're going deeper and we're going further this year.
Amen.
In 2017.
That's right.
Sounding
right.
the alarm.
That's right. It's not about
That's right. That's right.
going after people per se, but it's about going after that spirit that's using
Absolutely.
That's using the church and that's tearing the church and splitting the church.
Amen.
I've got friends of mine, I've got people I've known that said that they won't go to church because they see the same thing that's going in the church that's going outside.
Absolutely.
In the world.
And
that's right.
And that saddens
yes.
me. And it really does.
Amen.
It saddens me.
Amen. Wow. Any closing
right.
notes
right.
here, Pastor Williams? Like I stated before, we're going to have you back. We're going to have you back because you're connected with the Spirit of Christ in this season.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I love about God. Whatever is going on throughout the world, God will use people
right.
to write it,
yes.
to preach it, to teach
teach it and to expose it. And this is
right.
such an end-time word.
That's right.
So we thank God for you. We need
yes.
it. The body of Christ need it. The unbelievers need it so that they can understand that this is not God,
mm-hmm.
and God is love. God is love. God loves his people. He loves each and every one of you, regardless to where you are, regardless to where you have been. God loves you. And God does not
That's
come
right.
to bring bondage to your life. That's not the spirit of Christ. That's not the God of the Bible. Now, we do things, and
That's
there
right.
are consequences. But even through the consequences, God never leaves you, nor will he forsake you.
Exactly.
So that's what we're talking about,
right.
spiritual witchcraft in the church. Any other closing remarks at this point that we have not touched base on? Because this is only a touch base show today on this issue. We're going to have to go deeper, and we're going to have you back. And others are joining us for this series of spiritual witchcraft in the church.
Yes, I just want to say that the book was written to help people who have left the church return back. May not be
Amen.
That church, but they need to return back to the body of Christ. It's also written
Amen.
To help people who have left God to return back to God. People who have walked
That's
away
right.
in unforgiveness to forgive the abusers and be able to forgive themselves for allowing themselves to get so caught up and so deep into this abuse. And
mm-hmm.
it's time for us to just renounce every work of darkness and spiritual abuse in the church. Is a work of darkness, whether we want to say it is or deny it. It is a work of darkness. The Bible said that Jesus came to expose the works of the enemy, and that is one
wow.
of the works of the enemy. And I tell people, because this is where I came from, we heal as we reveal. We change as we rearrange. We reverse as we rehearse. And hiding the truth destroys you, others, and the church. So it's time out for us lying about the church is so perfect and in good condition. The church is sick. And the church is supposed to be a healing station where people come to get healed. But when the church is sick, the people can't get healed, and the ones that's in it just get even sicker. And we need help. And this is why
Amen.
The book, this is, I believe, why God allowed me to write this book and to share it with the world.
That's good. And that's why we're here
yeah,
today.
Right.
And that's why we're exposing this issue, because God came to heal and to deliver and to set us free.
That's right.
And
yes,
we... to help people get to that healing place, you know, and
right.
recommit their lives to God and find that ministry,
mm-hmm.
church that you can grow in,
mm-hmm.
a church that's teaching and preaching the word of God. Get you a Bible. Follow along with your leaders.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes,
your
yes.
with Christ.
Yes,
I mean,
right.
that's how cults are formed. That's how cults, you know, many of these cults did not start
right.
out as a cult.
No.
You know?
That's
they
right.
Did not
they didn't. Right.
But it's up to you to open your Bible. It's up
that's
to
right.
you to build a relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
God is there for you. He's not only for the leaders or the pastors. God is there for each and every one of us. And it's
Amen.
Up to us to build and nurture our relationship in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Yes,
that's right.
He's given us leaders. He's given us leaders to help nurture us and to help build us. However, you're going to have to participate in the process. And that's how
that's
people
right.
are falling away, because you're lazy. You're not participating
you're
in the process.
That's right.
You're lazy.
So
we
easy
to
give up your rights.
That's right.
That's right. That's right. You're right.
Amen.
Any last?
Well, Pastor, can you tell us where we can find your book and tell us about your ministry in Columbia?
Yes. The book is going to be at Barnes & Noble. It's going to be at Amazon.com and Goodreads and all the other internet book sites. The book is not coming out until February, which is next month. The cost of the book is $13.99.
Okay.
If someone needs a book or want a book or want to pre-order, you can address me or email me at angwilliams52@yahoo.com. or you can reach me at 803-386-9161. You can also book me for conferences, seminars, workshop meetings, different types of ministry, or, you know, just a Bible study, or just come in and share about the book and help any church that may need deliverance or needs just explanation. Sometimes I think that what we don't do is we make don't make our churches aware of what's going on out there. And you don't have to be a church that's in it, but your people need to be aware of what it looks like so that if they get into something or they become friends with somebody that's into something, they can help them out. And a lot of times we fear and fall back and don't want to participate and say, well, that's not us, so they ain't talking about us, so we're not going to get involved. No, everybody's guilty. When you sit back silent, you're just as guilty as the person that's doing it. And our job is to help our brothers and our sisters. So Amen. That book won't get here until February, which is next month. So if anybody needs it, they can call you all or they can call me. Or I'm on YouTube.com every Thursday with Spiritual Abuse in the Church with Pastor Angie at 7 o'clock p.m. for 15 minutes. So if they're not busy, check out YouTube. I'm talking about it on YouTube also.
Okay, great. That's great information.
Awesome.
And we want to link all this information to our Wake Up Call group page, and we will do this
okay.
right after the show. So, Pastor, mm-hmm. please tag us with this information so that our listeners and our viewers can get this information mm-hmm. and they can support the movement. We are also responsible. We are also held accountable mm-hmm. to help other people. That's what we're called to do. You know, it's not
right.
about one ministry. It's about the entire body of Christ.
Body of
Regardless
Christ. Regardless
of the denomination, we're linked together, and we're going to have to understand that we're linked together, and we're going to have to understand how to network and how to collaborate with other like-minded people
right.
so that we can
yes.
get the word out, we can inspire, we can empower other people, and we can help aid them in their deliverances. So I thank you so much
thank
for the
you.
Great work you're
thank
doing.
You,
I thank you for just coming and sharing and being transparent on this topic. We will definitely, definitely have you back. I want you to check your schedule and see if you can come back next week, and we will continue to go deeper into the issue of spiritual abuse in the church. I also want
okay.
you to know that you all can continue to connect with us, the Wake Up Call movement, Wake Up Call Radio, Wake Up Call TV show, The Love and Marriage, Man Cave, all, and the Wake Up Call Radio mm-hmm. TV Broadcasting Network. Mm-hmm. Amen. That's our new baby. And we're super excited about it because what we're doing,
Amen.
We're networking with leaders around the world. They're connecting with us and
Amen.
They're joining this network,
mm-hmm.
this broadcast
Please,
network.
God, yes.
So share this word, and we can share the love of Christ and help people
yes,
realign
amen.
Themselves with the word of God and the will of God for their lives. So we will have more information for you very soon, and then you'll see the links. You can go back to our Wake Up Call Radio TV Broadcasting Network. The links are there for you. Every show that we're doing, you will be able to go back and listen to, and watch them 24/7. We even have our own Roku channel, the Wake Up Call Radio TV Broadcasting Network.
Praise God. Amen.
We will pop up. And then those that are networking with us, those ministries that are connecting with us and becoming a part of our broadcast, you will see them as well. So we're excited about that. And also, I want to give you the opportunity to purchase my new book, Wake Up Call, Waking Up God's Purpose in You. We have all shared how it's imperative that you have a relationship with Christ. Well, my book, Waking Up God's Purpose in You, helps outline how you acknowledge Christ as your creator and how to build upon that and develop your relationship with him and how to find the call of God on your life. So please, You can order my new book from Barnes & Noble or Amazon.com along with Pastor William's book in February. So God bless you. Please be encouraged and know that we love you with the love of Christ. And please continue to join us. Please share this message. Please comment on it. Please inbox us. If you know someone that have dealt with this or dealing with it, or even if you want to share, and you should share it on your page. Help us bring awareness to this issue. God bless you. And Pastor Williams, please come back. Thank you again for being
a
part of this show. We've got great work
Thank
to do
you for
together.
Inviting me.
I feel it in the spirit. We will
Amen.
Contact
Amen.
You, and we're going to do some
Amen.
Great work for the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you all so much.
Amen.
Well, God bless you,
Amen.
And thank you for watching the Wake Up Call Radio Talk Show. Remember, this
has been
your
wake-up
call. God bless.
Now the time to get distracted. This is not the time to go off course. This is not the time to lose your focus. Got a word for you for the Lord, and you cannot afford to lose your way. You come too far from where you start. Promise you that you'd get waiting on the other side of temptation.